Okay, Chanukah, it's a very, very interesting Gemara. And this Gemara comes straight after the back of, in the Gemara Shabbos Kof Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about the concepts of Chanukah, the halachos of Chanukah, the importance of Pesume Nisa. And then the Gemara says over here in the Kof Gimel Amud Beis, Omar Rava, Pshitali, it's posher to me, Ner Beisoy V'ner Chanukah, Ner Beisoy Odif. What's Pshat? Says Rashi, Ner Beisoy B'Shabbos. It's talking about on Shabbos, yeah, he wants to light candles. V'hu Oni, and he's an Oni, V'einoy K'day Liknoy Shem N'Shtei Neiris. He doesn't have the ability to pay for both. It's either Chanukah candles, or it is, or it is Neiris of Chanukah. He does not have the ability to pay for both Chanukah and Shabbos. So the question is, what should he do? Shabbos or Chanukah? So tomorrow it's Poshut, the Ner Beisoy comes first, Shalom Bayis comes first. So what does the Gemara show? What's Pshitale? Pshitale, it's so poshut. I mean, you're just talking about Pesume Nisa. Pesume Nisa is the outside, it is telling the whole world that Rabbeisai, I must tell you that you're making a mistake. The Rabbein Shalom runs the world. It's not we, it's not our efforts, it's Rabbein Shalom. It's fantastic what you're doing with Pesume Nisa. You're advertising the fact that Yesh Elokim Hashamayim Ma'aretz. Not just in Shemayim, Oris as well. And this is Pesume Nisa. And then what do you have? You have Shalom Bayis. What's Shalom Bayis? Don't ask me Michal Shabbos. What is Michal Shabbos? Shalom Bayis means that you can have a nice Shabbos meal. Yeah, it's not going to be as pleasant because you may trip over a couple of things.
Shalom Bayis is to your wife.
No, in this context, yeah, but in this context, it's not dafka the wife, it's a family, right? Shalom Bayis means at home. So it's not dafka the wife, it's a family. People shouldn't trip over things. And therefore, it's poshut that your family, that your camp family come first. Yeah, looking after your family come first. It's all Pesume Nisa. What's Pshitali? Why is it so poshut? So you got 8 days. You got 8 days of Pesume Nisa. The rest of the year you do Shalom Bayis. But it's 8 days. Advertise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Speak about his strength. Why is it Pshitali? Why is it so poshut? And why doesn't explain why? So I saw a few pieces on Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Shetosu. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has this piece in, I've seen three places, yeah, and the concept is correct, and he brings it many places, and I've seen more than three places, it's not true. I want to quote to you three places over here. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks the famous question by the halacha of Pidin HaBen. Why is there a mitzvah Pidin HaBen? The Sephoroma says that before a child goes for a Pidin HaBen, the chilul of Pidin HaBen, when you empower the child, he is, Sephoroma says, he is Kodesh. He's Hektish. You're not allowed to use him. Mike is not allowed to use anything Hektish. He is so Kodesh that you can't use him. And now when you take the money and you redeem him with a Kohen, you take in the Kedusha of him, and now I can start using him as a normal individual, normal human being. So ask Yosef Kamenetsky, and he's celebrating that? Before I couldn't use him, and now using him. Are you celebrating that? What's the idea here? Yeah, why are you celebrating the use of the rabbi pose? Yeah, why are you celebrating the use of something you couldn't use before? You know, but he says it's the he says very clearly the celebration is a tefillah. He wrote on the Chaim Tovim. He brings a whole concept. He's taking off the kedusha. He's taking off the kedusha. That's a tragedy. That's not a celebration. So he says Hekdush.
All his life.
All his life. The Sephoroma says, Deishi Mutorim Bavoidus Choyl. In other words, without that, it would be awesome. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, a fantastic vort, and he says that the concept of Pidin HaBen is a concept that's supposed to run all the way through life. And he says that the concept of Pidin HaBen is that Klal Yisrael have a direct connection between the Guf and then Neshama. And what that means is that we do not believe that the Ummah Yisrael believe that there's two different worlds. Who are Ummah Yisrael? What is Ummah Yisrael? The Yevonim made a culture. The Yevonim were no stupid people. These are philosophers. These people are very, very smart people who appreciated philosophy, appreciated the concept of using the mind. They valued the Jews tremendously. And the Chochma Begoyim Tamin. If you believe that Goyim have Chochmah, you can believe these people are very, very smart people. And in fact, Yachta Lekim Le Yefes, the Yishgum Ole Shein, yes, has had a quality that if they're, as long as they're harnessed in a correct way, they can sit amongst us. These people are very, very smart people. But what was the main machlekus Yovan had with Klal Yisrael? Goyim believe there's a guf and there's a neshama. There's a guf, which means there's a way to look after your body, as a neshama, and there's two separate values in the person, and they have nothing to do with each other. In other words, those people involved in the guf should work with the guf. Those people who worked with neshama, those rabbis or those priests, they should work on that. But to have the guf working with the neshama, to build both together, to create one being called a Jew, that they don't believe in. Lashkichon teirasecho, to stop, make them forget the Torah. La'aviro mechukei ritzeinecho. What's a chok? Same things we don't understand. In other words, we Jews believe that following chukim is able to create, even if we don't understand it, that is not something we have to understand. That's not philosophy. That's not something our bodies or minds have to understand. There's something called Kedusha that can bring us together and reach us to a different level. That is why the Yevonim fought on various elements of the fundamentals of our lives. It was Rosh Chodesh. Everyone has a calendar, but you've got to be Mekadish the Chodesh. You're going to make something that we need just to keep, you know, the diary going. You're going to make that Kodesh. You're going to sanctify that. What is Kedusha involved in a calendar, for goodness sake? Shabbos. What you're going to eat on Shabbos. You're going to celebrate Shabbos and you're going to make that Kodesh. How does that work? It doesn't work. And therefore they try to destroy Shabbos as well. And Bris Mila. Bris Mila is trying to sanctify the most basic human needs and productivity and creating future generations. Well, that's going to be Kodosh. That's animalistic. Everyone has that. Every animal has that. Well, you can make a Kedusha out of that. You can make a Bris out of that. You're going to change a person to make a Bris Kodosh that they didn't believe in. And therefore, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the context of what we celebrate in a Pidyon HaBen is that beforehand, this child was Kodesh. This child was separated. In other words, there's him and there's us and it's separated. And there's a goof that everyone else can be useful, and there's a child who is Kodesh and there's no connection between us. That is not the state that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a Jew to be in. He doesn't want a Jew to be Kodesh and to be Mufrash and separated from this world. No, the celebration of a Pidyon HaBen is where you take the child who's absolutely Kodesh and say, that's not Judaism. Judaism is allowing you to work like every other individual, to become one of us, but still work with Kedusha. And therefore the Pidyon HaBen is taking somebody and making him a useful, workable individual within the society, and that is what makes him into a Jew. A Jew is somebody who takes the Kedusha of the Neshama, the Guf, which is Gashmi, puts them both together and creates something called a Jew. That is what the Yevonim couldn't cope with. And that's what we celebrate by the Pidyon HaBen. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moirosha kehilas Yaakov. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moirosha kehilas Yaakov. What's kehilas Yaakov? What's kehilas Yaakov, says Rav Moshe in Zeis HaBracha. Kehilas Yaakov is a context of Yaakov is the lower level. Yisrael is the higher echelon to Klal Yisrael. Kisarisa lakim v'tuchol, that he is able to win over different things. Torah tzivolonu Moshe, Moirosha kehilas Yaakov. Every single one of us, a kehila, as a community, is a Yaakov. However low we are, every one of us have a point to connect with the Torah and to make ourselves greater. This isn't a science. This isn't a separation between the elitists who understand religion and just like elitists who understand biology or philosophy or you name it. No, this is Kehillas Yaakov, where you're taking the Kedusha of the Torah and making the Kehillah to create every single person in the life should be like that. This week's Parsha. Yosef HaTzadik comes out and Pari says, wow, what a smart man he is. What a genius. What does Yosef say to him? Vayan Yosef HaPari Leimoy Biladai Elohim Yanesh Olam Lom Pari. There's no such thing as me and spirituality. I'm speaking to the biggest Oyvid Avodah Zarah. In fact, he himself said he's an Avodah Zarah. And he said, let's get one thing clear. You're nothing unless there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam. I'm not even carrying on this conversation until you agree with me there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam. Eventually, Pari had to say, Isha Lekim, he's a man of God. Yeah, and he's a person I have to respect. In other words, taking wisdom, Seichel, which is a part of Yovon, which is intellect. You have to connect it with Elohim. This is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is God-given. This isn't. They can't separate the Jew with spirituality and physicality. It's both together. This is the koyach of our fight against Yovon. Yovon is all about a separation, and Klal Yisrael is all about bringing it together. That's Kehillas Yaakov. That is a context of the celebrating the Pidyon HaBen. That's also the first part we talked about Shemayim V'Oretz. And this is, Peshat says, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky over here, and this by Chanukah. By Chanukah, he doesn't express it like this, but I want to express it further. By Chanukah, you have a fight now between what should we light the menorah with? Should we light the, in other words, what should we spend our money on? Should it be the menorah, which is Pesum and Issa? Or should we celebrate Shabbos of Shalom Bayis? You haven't got enough money for both, what should we do? Says Rav of Pshita that Shalom Bayis comes first, Shabbos comes first. Why? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky doesn't express it, so I want to just push it further. What is Shabbos all about? Shabbos is all about, Shalom Bayis is all about taking the Kedusha of Shabbos and bringing it into your home. Of eating and drinking and making the whole family, building them up with eating, with food and drink, which is the ultimate expression of what we stand for. The ultimate expression of how we're different to the Yevonim. Of how we can eat and drink and still become Kodosh. We are going to take the menorah and light the menorah outside and say, no, let's use the menorah, which is all Kedusha, we're not allowed to have any and all from it, it's all Pistum and Nissa, and not have Shabbos. That's the biggest steerer to Chanukah. Chanukah is all about enjoying the food and being who we are, enjoying within ourselves, and enjoying that with Shalom Bayis. That is what a Jew is all about. Not like the Goyim. And therefore, Pshitali, says Rava, when you have a fight between Neres Chanukah, which is ultimately all about Kedusha, Pesum and Nissa, all about Kedusha, and learning the lessons of Chanukah, of who we are, why we're different, Pshitali, that Neres Shabbos comes first because of Shalom Bayis. That is ideas of Chanukah. That is a context of who we are. To take everything you possibly can, with the Ruchnius and the Gashmius, build them together and make ourselves into a super Jew. Yashikoya.